for example, you know, there's a lake on Vancouver Island that I visited where there are petroglyphs, so stone carvings etched into the rock. And what you see there are very familiar animals to most people. There's a killer whale depicted. There's a seal depicted. There's a crab. And along the very bottom on the water's edge is this incredible sea serpent with this horse-like head and kind of a mane coming off its head. And it's exactly how it's been described, both by native people and by dozens of people from, you know, all walks of life.
Do they say, Peter, that this creature is violent?
No. In fact, I mean, there've been some. It's really quite a remarkable thing because it's even been sighted on a beach by a lady. One of the people that we've interviewed saw the creature up on the beach.
Oh, my. Does it have legs?
No. It just kind of slithered up, and people believe that it may, in fact, either go there to bear its young, you know, or has other reasons for being up there. But again, there was a tie-in with the native people. I was up there on an unrelated project, and I'd already met this lady who told us that the creature came up on the beach. So, you know, you can decide to believe her or not. But now I'm up in a native community in halfway up British Columbia, and I point to this island, and I ask the people, well, what's that island for? And they said, well, our young people would go there traditionally. It's a vision quest. It's where you go and you experience the supernatural. And if you were really lucky as part of your vision quest, you might see the serpent on the beach.
God.
And it really gave me shivers at the time because I thought, wow, that's exactly what that woman saw. And this island has actually been, there have been other sightings by non-native people, by Westerners, white people as well in that area. So it all kind of has come together.
When they see the creature, Peter, you know, is its head like on the sand like a snake would be, or does it lift its head up almost as if if it had legs, you know, it would look like it could be walking around with its head up?
Well, when this lady saw it, it had its third of its body up, so it was about 15 feet in the air.
Oh, my.
Looking right at her.
Because
these things are 60 to 70 feet long. And
that's bigger than an anaconda.
Oh, yes, much bigger than an anaconda. Yeah, it's more in line with, you know, some of the big whales, you know. And so what's remarkable also about the story, the Cadbrosaurus, is you've got, first of all, the best photograph, cryptozoological photograph I've ever seen. Most people have seen it. An animal was dragged from the belly of a sperm whale in the 1930s on the Queen Charlotte Islands in British Columbia. And there was a man there with a camera, and he took photographs of it. They took the time. It was strange enough. And we actually talked to the 86-year-old dock worker who was there when they dragged it out, and he said he'd never seen anything like it. And it's continues to be a big mystery, and it's certainly the much better image than anything I've ever seen of Loch Ness.
I was going to say, how similar could it be to Nessie?
Well, it has a camel-like head. I mean, it's quite strange. It's a camel or horse-like head. And in our show, in Beyond Invention, which is airing all this June on the Science Channel, one of the episodes actually just there, but it'll come up again towards the end of June, this cryptozoology episode. And I mean, people have looked at it. There's two scientists have been trying to get it classified as a legitimate animal for 30 years. But some of the eyewitnesses, and they're all remarkably similar in what they describe, is nothing that swims side to side like a snake might, if you
right.
put a snake in the water. It's more like an inchworm, and it's like an accordion. Like it has a series of coils that seem to expand and contract. And we have a very, very clear description in our show by a guy who was a championship scuba diver back in the day. He's older now.
Yeah, would I hate to scuba dive, Peter, and see one of those things underwater.
Yeah. And, you know, it's an amazing thing. So we went out in our show with one of the scientists and a fellow named Jason Walton, who's spent a good part of his young life looking for this. And we went out in an oceanographic research vessel with a side scan sonar device, which is a state of the art, you know, all with military applications. I mean, these are the devices they use to find sunken ships and submarines.
Yeah.
So when we went out, I certainly didn't expect that we would get something large, a large, unexplainable blip on the sonar, some 70 or 80 feet down. And, I mean, we had a skeptical captain who, you know, sees a lot of balls of fish and salmon schools and all kinds of things, and he was truly surprised.
You think you got it?
Well, I mean, it'd be great to have, you know, a living creature or a really excellent photograph, but what we got was evidence of something large. It was a solid as the bottom, which meant it wasn't a ball of fish, and it was moving quite quickly, and it was 60 to 70 feet long.
Oh my! Now, what about the girth of this thing? How big do you think it is that way?
I think it's roughly it's not hugely thick, but I think it could be anywhere from 4 to 6 feet around, kind of thing.
Okay, so that's pretty good size, though.
Yeah.
Pretty good size. Well, man, this planet is full of incredible creatures. And like you say, because it was included in some of the ancient work, there's got to be something to it, unless they were fantastic storytellers. But you're beginning to find proof that would back that up.
Yes, there's nothing like this anywhere else on the planet. I mean, in terms of sheer backup, volume of material, eyewitnesses account, indigenous peoples, artwork. This thing appears on the drums, on the canoes, it's in the local legends, and I was really floored when I was attending what's called a potlatch in the Pacific Northwest. It's a Indian feast and celebration, and a time for the chiefs to come out and present their masks and dances. And when I walked into the room, I was almost floored because there was a huge, they have these ceremonial screens that they put up that are like curtains, really, that the dancers then come out from behind. And on the screen was a massive whale, and inside the whale was a depiction of Cadbosaurus. So
I love it.
It's exactly what they found in the, you know, the sailors, the whalers found in the Queen Charlotte Islands.
Yeah.
And it's like a confirmation of that, and it's something that the natives were obviously familiar with.